Kid Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that we love's undivided.
Yup. You either go to church or you're gonna go to hell. Get a job and work or you're gonna go to jail. I just kinda wish we didn't think like that. Why's it gotta be all white or all black? And when we gonna learn to try on someone's shoes sometimes?
That's right.
When we gonna start to see from someone else's eyes? I think it's time to come together. You and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference. Make somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that we love's undivided. Oh yeah, undivided. Oh yeah.
We're welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Friday, July 14th, 2023. And we're talking about the map and the territory, the relation of the map and the territory. And, you know, the map is not the territory. And sometimes there's not much of a correlation, even though there should be, and we presume there is. And sometimes we're intentionally misled. It's Friday. We'll do a little humorous thing. Let's do the Tommy Boy thing. Go ahead, please.
I'm going to go ask directions to our next huge embarrassing failure. Hey, Chiefy, could you tell me how far it is to Davenport?
22 miles.
Okay, I can't find it on this map.
Well, get yourself a new map.
Well, it's got to be on the map. Davenport, I mean, because you say it's 22 miles away. And you're really smart, yet it's not on the map.
I'm picking up your sarcasm.
Well, I should hope so, because I'm laying it on pretty thick.
That's map of Illinois, which we're in, on the border of Iowa, which is where Davenport is, 22 miles away. You're in the wrong state. Get yourself a new map.
Well, that wasn't so hard, was it?
Sometimes it's just that simple. I can't find it. Get yourself a new map. Sometimes it's just that simple. And there are times when we get fed erroneous information. We get fed a map that is intentionally misleading. As I mentioned in the first hour, I think one of my favorite quotes, as an illustration of folks who would do something like this intentionally, is comes to us from Nesta Webster in her book World Revolution, The Plot Against Civilization, published back in 1921. And she wrote, "It is difficult to write of these things calmly, for to deceive the people whose simple faith and lack of education prevent them seeing whether they are being led is as cowardly as to guide a blind man into a ditch." But that's exactly what these people were doing, this Illuminized group of folks that were weaponizing the working class folks to create a social revolutionary movement. And, you know, anybody who's done research on Karl Marx knows that he was one of the interlopers who infiltrated the Workers' Party with the intention, with the, you know, admitted intention of doing that. But, you know, the end justifies the means, dear comrades. So deception is the order of the day. Because we can't have these people finding out. Why would we want them to find out and know exactly what our plans are? They would clearly they would object to these plans. And then what? Our plans would be forestalled. So we have to deceive them. We have to keep these plans from them. We can't let them know. See how that works? And then, you know, deception is, it becomes the order of the day. But, you know, back to my question, who is in charge? Who decides? We're Americans, right? Except we don't. Who can name the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution? Who can recite any part of the Declaration of Independence or Constitution? Any one of the first 10 amendments to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights? Similarly, as I discussed, I think earlier this week, we're Christians. It's a Christian nation, right? What's the Fourth Commandment? So, you know, if we even remembered the Ten Commandments and we just stuck to number 9, you shall not bear false witness, then guess what? Deception is not the order of the day, and the end does not justify the means. And anyone who would do such a thing is a rascal and probably a traitor. Probably someone you don't want to follow. You certainly don't want to follow their guidance, because it's probably the same kind of thing Nesta Webster wrote about. To deceive the people whose simple faith and lack of education prevent them from seeing whether they're whither they're being led is as cowardly as to guide a blind man into a ditch. But this is what some people do. So, who is a master counterfeiter? The Bible reminds us, 2 Corinthians 11 in particular. In verse 12, Paul says, "What I am doing, I will continue to do so that I may cut off opportunity from those who desire an opportunity to be regarded just as we are in the matter which they are boasting, in the matter about which they are boasting." They're counterfeiters. They are showing up in the likeness of these other. Who does that? Wolf in sheep's clothing kind of thing. You know, the moniker of the Fabians, for example. Oh, you know what? That's a little. We don't want people to think we're, you know, rapscallions, so let's maybe change it to a turtle. Fabius, slow and steady, wins the race. The doctrine of the inevitability of gradualism. So continuing, verse 13, 14, and 15. "For such men are false apostles, deceitful workers, disguising themselves as apostles of Christ. No wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. Therefore, it is not surprising if his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness, whose end will be according to their deeds." So the devil and his minions are, he is a master counterfeiter, and they, you know, do the same thing. Hail Hydra. I mean, of course that's what you do. Are you going to show up with horns and a pitchfork, so to speak? No. You want to show up like Al Pacino in, whatchamacallit, you know, with Keanu Reeves and Charlize Theron, I think. Anyway. So the devil is a master counterfeiter. Counterfeiting is based on deception. What is required, I guess, for counterfeiting to be successful? You have to be able to pass off the counterfeit. And for that to be possible, those whom you are trying to deceive can't be familiar enough with the authentic to distinguish between the counterfeit and the authentic. So that's an important concept. Similar to all of this stuff, you know, you think of Sun Tzu, right, from chapter 1, detail, assessment, and planning. All warfare is based on deception. Hence, when we are able to attack, we must seem unable. When using our forces, we must appear inactive. When we are near, we must make the enemy believe we are far away. When we are far away, we must make him believe we are near. All warfare is based on deception. So you want to feed them faulty maps. There are episodes in history of literal examples of feeding the enemy false maps, essentially. False maps of terrain, troop movements, those kinds of things. What was the name of the World War II group that did that in particular? Man, what is the name? I don't know. Maybe it'll come to me. Maybe somebody else knows it's Friday, so maybe somebody else will recall it. I mean, this gets back into, well, actually, you know, speaking of that, I mean, this gets into the Ghost Army territory. And so now, maybe we need to play the PSYOPs so-called recruitment video from 4th PSYOP Group. All the world's a stage. Because that logo floating on the trees is the Ghost Army insignia. So, you know, they were doing that kind of stuff. Feeding the enemy false troop movements with inflatable stuff. And that's something that DARPA and DOD and everybody have done. You know, we've heard about fake cities and all kinds of stuff to try to deceive your enemies. Anyway, all warfare is based on deception. Who would want to... So if you're deceiving people intentionally, can we say if all warfare is based on deception and you're deceiving people intentionally, then can we call that a form of war? A form of warfare? And interestingly, in Matthew chapter 24, the disciples say, you know, starting in verse 3, from verse 3 to 5, as Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, "Tell us, when will these things happen, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" And Jesus answered and said to them, see to it. That is action language. That's not passive language. That's active language. See to it that no one misleads you. Or in the King James, take heed that no man deceive you. And then he said, "For many shall come in my name, saying, 'I am Christ,' and shall deceive many." I always find it interesting, you know, sitting in small groups and people say, "Amen, praise God, praise Jesus, brother. Ain't it great that we don't have to worry about that?" How do you know? How are you so sure and confident? You are not among the many. And, you know, John in Tennessee would mention this from time to time. You skip forward. And continuing, Jesus said, "And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, 'Lo, here is Christ,' or 'There,' believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. So, you know, these are provocative times. To be sure. Speaking of the map and the territory, there is that clip from I want to say it's Captain America Winter Soldier. Isn't that the secret Nazi lair deal? There was a clip that has vanished now. I'm pretty sure that's what it was, and I feel like I ripped that and put it somewhere, but I'm not sure because I thought it might go away, and it seems like it did. But, you know, that's kind of the unpacking of the whole deal. Anyway, another example of how maps get manipulated is, I mentioned Bible translations. You have Brooke Foss Westcott and Fenton John Anthony Hort are kind of, Westcott and Hort are the lead, I would call them theosophists. You know, and so people will say, you know, I think this is an interesting discussion. So I don't want to get sidetracked on this, but it's an interesting thing. You know, anytime the subject of Bible translations comes up, I always say, get the secret decoder ring, which is, you know, a euphemism. I'm being a bit humorous, hopefully, and lighthearted, not to trivialize something that is critically important, not at all, but just to kind of assuage people's concerns and terror and dread. There is this, you know, you come to this realization, oh my gosh, people seem to have been messing with Bible translations. And I'm just saying, you know what? The author of that message is powerful enough. You read, you know, John chapter 1, 2, 3, for example. He is strong enough to get a message to whom he wants, how he wants, when he wants. I think that Balaam and his donkey are a great example of that. And you can be crass, I have been on occasion, but I mean, that's a great illustration. Even the Bible says, even if we don't say anything, the rocks cry out. I've mentioned Romans chapter 1, etc., etc. Anyway, the point is, 1 Corinthians 2 says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God. Well, actually, if you back up, for two, just as it is written, things which eye has not seen and ear has not heard and which have not entered the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love him. For to us, God revealed them through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things. This is capital S, Holy Spirit, even the depths of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the spirit of the man, which is in him? Even so, the thoughts of God no one knows except the Spirit of God. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may know the things freely given to us by God. Which things we also speak not in words taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, capital S, combining spiritual thoughts with spiritual words. But a natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually appraised. So he doesn't have the secret decoder ring. But he who is spiritual appraises all things, yet he himself is appraised by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he will instruct him? That's citing Isaiah 40. But we have the mind of Christ. That should allow those folks who can say that to walk boldly and confidently. You don't need the bandwagon fallacy. You don't need the Ash conformity experiment. You don't need herd instinct and mass formation, you know, mass hypnosis. You don't need those things. Who is in charge? Who decides? If America really is a Christian nation, who's in charge? Who decides? So there are these two pieces, speaking of Bible translations, and they have been manipulated. It's interesting, even the Bible mentions that. 2 Corinthians 2:17, King James, "For we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God we speak in Christ." Those who corrupt the word of God, why would they do that? Why would they intentionally deceive people? You know, what is the end that justifies the means? We'll get back to that. What is the end? The end justifies the means. What is the end? This is not really a Friday show. Whatever. There are a couple of posts, I guess, pages over at av1611.com. And they are titled, it's a one of two and a two of two. Westcott, they are, let me see if I can make this make sense. In the, I'll give you the, so AV, as in authorized version, AV1611.com. I'll give you the meta data title. In other words, the what you would see in search and stuff like that, I think. That's what they grab. Anyway, metadata title and page title. What you actually read as the title of the page on the page, they're different. Which is not uncommon. So the title in the code, probably making, you know, a short point long. In the HTML code, the title, it's not even the meta title, is it? No, I don't think so. So the title on the page code is Westcott and Hort's Magic Marker Binge. And then parenthetically, 1/2, like 1/2, 1 of 2. And then same thing, Westcott and Hort's Magic Marker Binge, 2 of 2. But the page title on the page is, for the first entry, "Would you take a magic marker to your Bible and cross out words from passages?" And then the second one is titled, "Westcott and Hort's Magic Marker Binge, !! Part 2, Acts to Revelation." The book of Acts to the book of Revelation. And so from the first page, "Would you take a magic marker to your Bible and cross out words from passages?" Speaking of Westcott and Hort, I'll just read you exactly what it says. Welcome. Well, so the author cites Matthew 18:11 as the first entry. "For the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost." Deleted from, this is one of the casualties of Westcott and Hort's Magic Marker Binge, as it's put. The chart below illustrates what was done when the text used by Christianity for 1,800 years was replaced with a text assembled by Brooke Foss Westcott and Fenton John Anthony Hort in the 19th century and used as the basis for the English Revised Version, the ESV, or the ERV, excuse me, which nearly all modern translations closely follow. The text shown here is the King James Version. Words, sentences, or entire verses in strikethrough illustrate portions that have been removed from the traditional text underlying the King James New Testament to make the modern critical text. Not all modern versions are the same. Sometimes the ESV will include a word the NIV doesn't, or the NASB might omit a phrase, the NIV and NRSV both retain, etc. But for the most part, the examples below represent nearly all of the popular modern versions. Pseudo King James versions such as the NKJV, the New King James, are far more subtle and are a different case. See the articles section for New King James version examinations. Compare your modern version and see what the King James has that yours doesn't. This list is not comprehensive. It is just a sample. The modern critical text that forms the basis for nearly all modern versions omits the equivalent of the entire books of 1st and 2nd Peter. And so, jumping in, a note before we get started, critics commonly charge that the traditional Bible text used by believers for 1800 years adds material, and that we should be thankful for Westcott and Hort, who came along in the 19th century to restore the text of the New Testament that had been corrupted for 1800 years and during the entire Reformation. This charge is, of course, made against evidence to the contrary, as you will find if you research the text lines, read other articles on this website, etc. Further, it is interesting to note that one of these verses is this, Romans 13:9, "For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet, and if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." The phrase, "thou shalt not bear false witness," is missing from the modern critical text, and therefore most modern versions. Now I ask you, is it reasonable to assume that a scribe added a self-incriminating phrase to the passage? Isn't it more likely that those who corrupt the word of God, 2 Corinthians 2:17, removed the phrase which indicted them? And then as you go down the list of the sample list, not a comprehensive list, the sample list, it is a curated list of things that really should pique your curiosity and provoke a healthy skepticism. Skepticism obviously dates back to the days of Plato and the Platonic Academy in an attempt to deny God, really. In simple terms, speaking of Western esoteric impulse and influence. But a healthy skepticism, what's going on here? Why are you taking these things out? Examples. I mentioned bless, don't curse yesterday, I think, right? Do you ever have those days where you feel like, eye for an eye? Can we go back to the eye for an eye days? Probably not, because, you know, like James said, mercy triumphs over judgment. So, Matthew 5:44, "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." It's interesting, bless them is... bless them that curse you is omitted. Why? Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
As the world watches and listens in horror, the peaceful pro-democracy demonstration in China comes to a violent and bloody end.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off LLC, 417-932-6419.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Nothing is more befitting of the moment, especially on a Friday, than a little Wagner. What does Robert Wagner have to... No, not Robert Wagner. Richard Wagner, and the Ride of the Valkyries. Hail Hydra. So, I think we should start with this scene. It's the Arnim Zola scene from Captain America, the Winter Soldier. This reminds me of kind of the Hollywood depiction of what Larry McDonald was talking about, the clip that we played earlier in today's broadcast. You know, the whipsawing of Larry McDonald back in May of 1983 between Tom Braden and Pat Buchanan. And so this is kind of full circle. You know, we played the Mel Gibson clip. This is kind of full circle. Mel Gibson to, you know, talking about Hollywood, and then Larry McDonald giving us a better map. And now, you know, Hollywood kind of spills the beans sometimes, I think, in Revelation of the Method sort of fashion. And I think that the Arnim Zola scene in Captain America, the Winter Soldier, is one of those moments. So we're going to, without further ado, can we do that, please?
Rogers, Stephen, born 1918. Romanov, Natalia Alyanovna, born 1984.
It's some kind of recording.
I am not a recording, Fräulein. I may not be the man I was when the captain took me prisoner in 1945, but I am.
You know this thing?
Arnim Zola was a German scientist who worked for the Red Skull. He's been dead for years.
First correction, I am Swiss. Second, look around you. I have never been more alive. In 1972, I received a terminal diagnosis. Science could not save my body. My mind, however, that was worth saving. On 200,000 feet of data banks, you are standing in my brain.
How did you get here?
Invited.
It's Operation Paperclip after World War II. SHIELD recruited German scientists with strategic value.
They thought I could help their cause. I also helped my own.
Hydra died with the Red Skull.
Cut off one head, two more shall take its place.
Prove it.
Accessing archive. Hydra was founded on the belief that humanity could not be trusted with its own freedom. What we did not realize was that if you try to take that freedom, they resist. The war taught us much. Humanity needed to surrender its freedom willingly. After the war, SHIELD was founded, and I was recruited. The new Hydra grew, a beautiful parasite inside SHIELD. For 70 years, Hydra has been secretly feeding crisis, reaping war. And when history did not cooperate, history was changed.
That's impossible. SHIELD would have stopped you.
Accidents will happen. Hydra created a world so chaotic that humanity is finally ready to sacrifice its freedom to gain its security. Once the purification process is complete, Hydra's new world order will arise. We won, Captain. Your death amounts to the same as your life, a zero sum. As I was saying...
What's on this drive?
Project Insight requires insight. So I wrote an algorithm.
What kind of algorithm? What does it do?
The answer to your question is fascinating. Unfortunately, you shall be too dead to hear it.
Steve, we got a bogey. Short-range ballistic. 30 seconds tops.
Who fired it?
SHIELD.
I am afraid I have been stalling, Captain. Admit it, it's better this way. We are both of us out of time.
So there you go. Project Insight requires insight. And, you know, I think that is a very telling scene. There's a lot to unpack, and life, you know, art disclosing how art has... created a simulation to sort of manufacture reality in chaos theory sort of fashion, in chaos magic sort of fashion. And so, you know, again, I mean, this is the liminal space. This is liminal warfare. The front lines of the battle. So, rumors of my death have been greatly exaggerated. You know, just to sort of key in on that for a moment, Revelation 13, I saw one of his heads as if it had been slain, and his fatal wound was healed, and the whole earth was amazed and followed after the beast. He exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence, and he makes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast whose fatal wound was healed. If Fred in Iowa were still with us, he would definitely be calling in right now, for sure. And finally, Revelation 13, verse 14, and he deceives those who dwell on the earth. You know, if I didn't know better, I'd say this was a central thread in the theme of today's broadcast. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth because of the signs which it was given to him, which it was given him to perform in the presence of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth. And this is an interesting turn of phrase, those who dwell on the earth dwellers. Telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who had the wound of the sword and has come to life. Rumors of my death have been greatly exaggerated. So the end justifies the means. Hail Hydra. We've been... How was that put? In global chaos. Hydra has secretly been, you know... Hydra is basically... infiltrating the, and it's, that's kind of disingenuous, you know, because these organizations were created for that purpose. And the idea is, you know, we're given this idea that, for example, the intelligence agencies were created to keep us safe, but you know, the only terrorists the FBI ever catches, for example, are those they create. With Hollywood endings, as Trevor Aronson reminded us back in 2015 in his TED Talk and his book, The Terror Factory. So Hydra has secretly operated within the ranks of, you know, these organizations, the ultra elite kind of supranational. What was the movie recently? You know, what's the FBI doing all the way over here? You see those movies every once in a while. I've talked about that from time to time. What's the FBI doing trying to, you know, extradite people or whatever in Afghanistan or Yemen or wherever? Hydra secretly operating within the ranks, sowing global chaos with the goal that humanity would willingly surrender its freedom in exchange for security. Interesting. That's funny, because that sounds like very closely related to what's actually happening. Funny. So, create a world so chaotic that humanity is finally ready to sacrifice its freedom in exchange for security. And we were told historically that those who would do that deserve neither. Right? The end justifies the means. So, you know, if you want your plan and people are going to resist, then you have to deceive people, obviously. You can't let people know what you're doing because they'll object. We can't allow them to forestall our plans. It's been too long already, dear comrades. What is the work? What are they trying to accomplish? What is the end? But again, you know, if we are a Christian nation, if that's the foundation, you know, you heard Larry McDonald speak to that in that clip that we played earlier, his Crossfire appearance in May of 1983. If that is true, then we... We honor the ninth commandment, you shall not bear false witness, right? So you don't deceive. You certainly don't deceive intentionally. So the end does not justify the means. But what is the end? What is the end? I would argue you could identify the end as the work of the hierarchy that you can find over at Lucius Trust, which was originally, you know, some people say it was originally called the Lucifer Trust. That's not true. We never called it that. It was the Lucifer Publishing Company. They're all wrong. Okay, that's totally different then, isn't it? Not really. So, the work of the hierarchy. I've read from this a time or two, and, you know, I would never encourage anyone to read it, but, you know, I'll just give you the one. I mentioned a few things. One thing that I think is particularly fitting is, you know, the plan. There is a plan. Is that the end that justifies the means? There is a plan. Hey, you know what? Hey, I'll just... have you read some of this stuff? It's crazy stuff. We played the clip of Michael Flynn reciting Elizabeth Clare Prophet's speech verbatim recently. Hail Hydra. It's everywhere, man. You know, we play the Breitbart clip. I'm feeling like, you know, I want to play that in homage to Breitbart and what he was doing. I think he genuinely was, you know, he was having a real and sincere awakening. But, you know, when I hear Alan West's name, I can't help but think of that photo that Alan West tweeted of himself as a Sovereign Military Order of Malta knight. Oh yeah, no, we're protecting Christians in the homeland. No. That's not what you're doing. And, you know, you think of Burning Man and Lookout Mountain and all the folks in the music industry and Dave McGowan's research. What happened to Dave McGowan? Is he still around? Oh, he died suddenly of cancer? That's weird. Because he's doing some really groundbreaking research. You know, all of those connections to military intelligence. Speaking of ghosts in the machine and feeding people erroneous maps. All of that entertainment and pop culture stuff that seems to tie back. Speaking of, you know, Arnim Zola and that scene that we played, seems to tie back to the cultural Marxist bent. We're going to denazify the world. How are you going to do it? By nazifying the world. Oh, okay, that's weird. I'm not following how that makes sense. Anyway, work of the hierarchy. There is a plan. So let me just give you the high points of this, maybe. I'll give you the whole thing, actually. There is a plan. And this is what it says. Well, actually, let me skip down. The point that Gary Kaa emphasized from this document. Opportunity today. Hierarchical work is so quietly and smoothly developed. Hail Hydra. And so effectively expressive of expanding human consciousness. Beware of those who want to expand human consciousness. Why, Chris? Because it's the same old thing that was happening in Genesis 3. Ye shall not surely die. Ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Ye shall be as gods. That's the lie. Expanding human consciousness. So hierarchical work is so quietly and smoothly developed and so effectively. And, you know, if you don't know what the hierarchical thing is, the hierarchy, it's demonic, basically. That's what it is. so quietly and smoothly developed and so effectively expressive of expanding human consciousness that when it is well advanced, it appears quite natural and reasonable. That's where we are in America today. In the early stages, however, it is generally considered radical and even revolutionary and often meets determined opposition. We have no foundation in America, collectively, shall we say. You know, it used to be biblical. That was the ideal. And if that's the case, then again, when it comes to these matters, the ninth commandment, you shall not bear false witness. It's not you shall not lie. You shall not bear false witness. Do not feed people erroneous maps. Do not try to deceive people intentionally. So because of that, you know, now we're in the place of staggering relativism. What's true for you might not be true. No, that's nonsense. And so, you know, seems quite natural and reasonable. Anyway, because hierarchical work is always in advance of human consciousness and is seeking to lead the entire human family forward, it is always pioneering. One major technique employed by the hierarchy is a constantly applied stimulation. Of this, the effect of the sun upon all life forms is a symbol. There's more. I'll leave it at that. Enough of the esoteric stuff. Back to the plan. There is a plan. They work according to a plan and are known as the custodians of the plan. Capital C, capital P. This plan is for all people everywhere in the world. Really, is there full disclosure? And works out under the impelling power of evolution itself, but not the Darwinian stuff. It's more like social Darwinism. And there are influences, you know, when things, back to the Arnim Zola clip, you know, when history did not, however he said that, you know, did not fit the plan, basically, history was changed. Society is engineered to make this happen. Local action in any one country or race is only undertaken for the benefit of the whole of humanity. But Chris, that sounds nice. Anyway, skipping ahead. The two basic needs are trained workers and adequate financing. Enter Bill Gates. There's a lot of interesting Bill Gates stuff floating around these days, including the RBN. Which one is it? Oh, deleted. Bill Gates documentary. That one on RBN. Al Jazeera. Bill Gates' involvement in the worldwide push for overhyped vaccines and dangerous testing. But that's not all. The Mosquito King. There are several of these kinds of videos floating around these days. Hail Hydra. Yeah, let's play the FUD thing. Go ahead.
Wabbitwikes. Kill the wabbit, kill the wabbit, kill the wabbit.
Kill the wabbit?
Yo-ho-to, 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 yo-ho.
Oh, mighty warrior of great fighting stock, might I inquire to ask him, what's up, Doc?
I'm going to kill the wabbit.
Almighty Hunter, 'twill be quite a task. How will you do it, might I inquire to ask?
I will do it with my spear and magic helmet.
Your spear and magic helmet?
Spear and magic helmet.
Magic helmet?
Magic helmet.
Magic helmet.
Yes, magic helmet. And I'll give you a sample. Was the wabbit.
Yeah. A little bit of levity for Friday. All right, so the end justifies the means, except it doesn't. What is the end? It's the work of the hierarchy, I would say. You know, just spelled out in simple terms. That's a quick read. Not that anyone should. What is the work? What is the work, actually? The work is, it is the great unfinished work of Genesis 11. Klaus Schwab's Great Reset is, you know, to finish the unfinished work of Genesis 11. There is a Great Reset coming. It's the first Great Reset was Genesis 6. The next one is, you know, we're reminded of in 2 Peter chapter 3. But, I mean, that's it in a nutshell. Just to sort of break it down. Deception is the order of the day because All warfare is based on deception, and we are at war. The devil is a master counterfeiter, and the landscape is counterfeited. The map is not the territory, and it doesn't necessarily give you an accurate depiction of the territory. In fact, sometimes maps are intentionally altered to feed you an erroneous landscape. And so, I hope that we will, you know, as we go into the weekend, those who are of the Christian persuasion, shall we say, you know, if you're a Bible-believing person, I hope that we pray for one another, pray for one another, pray for the network, pray for America and those whom you feel compelled to pray for. I hope it was informative and perhaps edifying. I hope you have a great weekend. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
You say my last
are the Psy War soldiers.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.